President Bush is expected to be at the Pentagon sometime this afternoon to take a look at the damage caused by yesterday's terrorist attack and to salute the victims of that attack and the firefighters and rescuers who have been working to try to save people. NPR's Steve Inskeep has been outside the Pentagon watching the rescue operations again today. Steve, what will the president see when he gets there?
Linda, we have not had a glimpse of the president yet, at least from this vantage point, but we have a clear view at what he's going to get a look at. That enormous gouge in the side of this building, which has been burned into many of our minds over the last day and a half now. But I should mention that the view has changed. The smoke has cleared from the Pentagon. It did so early in the afternoon. We just heard from a fire department official who says that for several hours now they've had the fire under control. There's just a few little spot fires inside the building. There's one other change as well, Linda. Firefighters have hung an enormous American flag on the side of this building, several stories high. It's really dwarfed only by the size of the gouge itself, a little bit further down the wall. And we're told that the president intends to console some of the victims of this disaster and also thank many of the rescue workers.
Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said earlier today that he believed estimates of casualties at the Pentagon were too high and that there would not be as many people found dead as feared. How many victims do authorities there think there are?
Well, authorities are still not giving a solid number, but they're providing a little bit of clarification, which, if we had all been listening closely last night, we would have heard last night as well. Local fire officials said that there could have been as many as 800 casualties, but that was never a real number. That was a theoretical number of how many people might plausibly have been working in those offices if they were all full. They said that from the beginning. A lot of news organizations missed it. Pentagon officials still say they have no good number for the number of dead, but privately, officials are indicating that at most they're looking at perhaps 100 dead, perhaps up closer to 200 dead. And we are in a situation, Linda, where if that's all the casualties there are, it will feel quite remarkable.
The efforts are going on to recover bodies. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we heard from the fire marshal from the Arlington Fire Department about the effort there. It is proceeding relatively quickly now that the fire is out, now that some of the building has been stabilized, but this is still going to be very slow work. They have to bring in wooden braces. Structural engineers have been looking at this structure. They don't want it to collapse on the searchers as they continue to work. We are hearing that some bodies may have been located. It's not clear how many bodies actually have been brought out, and the fire marshal was telling us that we're looking at perhaps 4 days, perhaps 6 days, perhaps even 10 days of going through the wreckage of this building simply to find everybody that's in there.
I would think that all of it would be made considerably more difficult by that enormous slab that appears to be the floor or one or perhaps several floors of the building, which is leaning into the chasm.
Yeah, it's remarkable, Linda. You look at this wall, and it was made of concrete, and you can still see the openings of windows. You can see the way that it's almost as if it were made of rubber, and it had, or made of plastic, and it had partially melted in some way. What we're told that is a reinforced concrete wall of the Pentagon, built very quickly but extremely sturdily during World War II, and steel bars inside that concrete are continuing to hold it together, and so you just have this massive, massive pile of concrete and of floors that are all smashed together. It's very unstable. Perhaps it's even moved in the last few hours. It's a little bit difficult to tell. And rescue workers have to find some way to break through there safely to see what's underneath.
Thanks very much, Steve. NPR Steve Inskeep reporting from the Pentagon.